we cannot apply it next week here. Why? Because when milk was boiled at 6 o'clock Monday morning, so it's fake the rice. Whether it's possible to hold the rice or it's not possible to hold the rice. And fake the rice is a chumre. And Rabbi Shmuel is assuming, like the sheet of the Taz and the Shach, that when the Mechaber said there, Ligabe Sofik Treifed, it doesn't mean Sofik Treifed Beit Soshenot Beyonte. But it means just Sofik Beit Soshenot Sofik Treifed, period. Not in addition that it was Nilda Beyonte. So that's also, so it's not a Dovash Yish Matiri because it's not a certainty. But otherwise it would be a Dovash Yish Matiri. So the Berhetef asks, no, it's not, has no Shaita Dovash Yish Matiri. So what is the Teretz? The Teretz is that the shite of many poskim is that Tzviki the Reis and the Chumre, it's not only Yosa Biterosofik, it's also Biteros Vadai. So the Mele and Rabbi Kvigyar is, and that's the shite of the Shach. So this is what the Shach says. So Memele, if the milk was boiled Monday 6 o'clock in the morning, so then it is a Sveiki the Raise. So it's the Chumre. So it's what I established as Osa. It's what I established as Osa. And then later on when he cooks the applesauce in it, so Memele we don't have his Sveiki. But if we say that the Ramos Shite is, that Tzviki D'Raisa L'Chumre only means that B'Tirasofik it's Oseh, but if Klap Ishmai is Galia, that it's not Oseh, so Memele, there is no Kashe, so the Ramos is right. Now, this is the Pshat of Rabbi Gveya on the Bes Yosef. The Crazy Uplesi says another Pshat in the Bes Yosef. Why does the Bes Yosef distinguish between the case where the Chimum HaMayim took place after Linas Lailo, so then we apply Svek Sveke, and the case where the Chimum HaMayim took place before Linas Lailo, we don't apply Svek Sveke. So the crazy place, he says something very reasonable. The Rabbi Kvigyar's pshat is also reasonable. Now, so he says, if the Bes Yosef shita is as follows. Now there is a halacha that Tzvek Tzvike Mishem Echot is not a Tzvek Tzvike. Tzvek Tzvike Mishem Echot is not a Tzvek Tzvike. Is not a Tzvek Tzvike. If it's Mishem Echot. Now, so that is mentioned by the Shein in the Suge, in Ksuvah's Daftes. So Memele, so Bes Yosef says, if the Chimum HaMayim took place at six o'clock in the morning on Monday, so then it's not Mishem Echot. The two Tzveikes is not Mishem Echot. Because on the basis of the first Sofik, maybe the Aloch is like Rav Netan. That Linus Lilo is Pigemes, so that means, so it has relevance. It has relevance that the Mayim is Mutar. So, in other words, the scope of the first premise, Nepis Vexveke, we have two premises. Maybe the Aloch is like Abnatan. That's one premise. So it has a certain scope. Assuming the Aloch is not like Abnatan, maybe the Aloch is like the Smack. So that's the second premise. That is another scope. Now, the scope of the first premise, maybe the halacha is like Rav Netan, in the case where the Chimum HaMayim took place Monday morning at 6 o'clock. So that has a much wider scope than the second premise. Because according to the first premise, that the halacha is like Rav Netan, so it would follow not only that the applesauce that is cooked at 10 o'clock Monday is muter, but the water that is boiled at 6 o'clock is also muter. Now then, and assuming that Aloch is not like Rav Netan, Linus Lilo is not Pegemes, we need 24 hours to be Pegay, maybe the Aloch is like the Smack. So if the Aloch is like the Smack, it doesn't have such a wide scope, that premise. So that would mean that the applesauce is Mutar. but the episode is muter, but the mayim is not muter. So melele we cannot consider both premises mishamer. Masheim keini dechimu mamayim took place 3 o'clock Sunday. 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. So then, it's considered mishamechot. Why is considered mishamechot? Because it has no specific relevance. The scope of the first premise does not have any special significance over and above the scope of the second premise. Because if the chimamayim took place Monday morning at 6 o'clock, then it has special significance, the first premise. On account of the first premise, so not only the applesauce is muter, the applesauce that is cooked at 11 o'clock, but the mayim is muter. On account of the second premise, only the applesauce is muter, but the mayim is not muter. Masheinke in Eve, the water was boiled 3 p.m. Sunday, so then they both have the same scope. So in other words, maybe the aloch is like amnetam. And if the aloch is like amnetam, what? So the water is muta. The water is definitely osa. The water was boiled at 3 p.m. So as it affects the applesauce, so the applesauce will be muta. And maybe and even assuming that the aloch is not like amnetam, maybe the aloch is like the smack. So again, so there is nothing. So both premises have relevance only in respect to the applesauce, but in respect to the water. So even according to the first premise, the water remains also. So it's mishamechot. I mean, you don't have to say it's mishamechot. So the Teres Chato says, no, mishamechot means, where is the mokher and the sheni for shemechot? Now, the basic sugye of Svek Sveike is daftesing sugis. Pesach Pesuach Mitzosi. So by Eishes Yisroel, she is muteres. Why is this Svek Sveike? Because the first possibility is that she was Mizane Natachtov. So she's Muteres. And the second possibility, and assuming that she was Mizane Tachtov, maybe she was Mizane Beines. Beishis Yisroel, Beines. So is Muteres Lebail. So Muteres Lebail. Muteres Lebail. But if Avio was Mikabel Gdushin, Toches, while she was Chuso, Mivaz Gimul Shonin, V'yimechot, so then we cannot say, maybe it wasn't Tachtov. So there is only one Sofik. There is only one Sofik. The Sofik is maybe Beines, but not Tachtov, so there wouldn't be a Pesach Pesuach. If it's not Tachtov, because it's Mikabel Kedushin, before she was Kibul Shon Mimechot. So then she's Asur on the Bible. So Rishenim raised the question, even if the father was Mikabel Kedushin, Prusim Bas Kibul Shon Mimechot, we still have a Svek Sveike. One Sofik is, one possibility is, maybe she was forced into it. She was raped. Beines. Assuming that it was Midaito, maybe she did it, she was Mizane Midaito while she was Ektano, before she became 12 years old. So it's a Svek Sveike. So all the Rishonim give the Teretz. Here it's Mishamechot. Why? Because why do we say that when Nishishish is Mizane, Nishishish Ektano is Mizane Berotzen? So she's still Muteres Lebailo. Because Pitu Ektano is. So what difference does it make? So it's the same suffix. Whether she was mamish rape, b'mitzias eines, or edin eines, b'rotzen, but she did it while she was a ktam. So it's the same thing. So that's mishamechot. But here it's two separate timing. But there is no special relevance, no special significance. So the Teres Chatos holds that is not mishamechot. And you see that Rabbi Gveiger apparently, and this is the pshat that he assumes in the Shach. He assumes in the Shach. So he gives a different pshat. Why doesn't he give this pshat in the Bes Yosef? Because Rabbi Gveiger assumed that has nothing to do with Mishamechot. Mishamechot means when it's mamish the same reason. let's say with an actual anus or a legal anus, pituk tan anus, so it's still anus alpidin. What difference does that make? What kind of an anus? How the anus took place? Mashiach and here, it's two different timing. But the premise, the first premise does not have any wider scope than the second premise. The relevance is the same, only in respect vis-a-vis the ephesos. But the mayim is not muter even according to the first premise. That has nothing to do with mishemer. But anyway, the Kresu place, he explains it on that basis. On that basis. Now, and what is the Shita of the Teres Chatos? Shita of the Teres Chatos is very simple. I mean, that is Mishnei Sheinis, even though the scope of the first premise is not any wider than the scope of the second premise. But, so that's the Shita of the Teres Chatos. So Mimele, the Ramor makes very good sense. He's very reasonable. So he says, even in discussing the Bes Yosef Shita, the Ramo here is not expressive of his own Shite in Teres Chatos, but it is expressive of the Bes Yosef Shite. So he says, Avol imov ro lailo muter, v'chein imov ro lailo, bim bishul boso l'cholo. Avol gav d'achakei, huch ka'amai miyad, namet in roche. Because here, it has special significance, the first premise. Because according, if the Aloch is like Avnetam, so that means that the milk that was boiled at 6 o'clock is muter if the aloch is like Avnetam. But if the aloch is not like Avnetam, so then the applesauce is muter, or the mayim that is boiled, but not that is boiled later, but not the milk. All right, now. So this has to do with the pshat in the Bes Yosef, and the Teres Chatos, and why the Shach is Masik and Ramor, as to why the Ramor says, V'chein mo volaylo, bim bishbos l'cholov. So in other words, so we explain the Ramor in two ways. Let's say, even if we assume that the Pshat in the Bes Yosef is, as Rabbi Leiga says, so it's possible that the Ramor holds that Tzvike the Reis and the Chumre is only B'ter Sofik, and if we say that the Pshat in the Bes Yosef is the way the Kresu place, he says, so then the Ramos Shita is very simple. Now since the Shach says in Mucher, so then two things can be deduced from the Shach. Number one, that the Shach did not understand the Bes Yosef Shita the way the Kresu place, he understands, but he understood the Bes Yosef Shita the way the Rabbi Kvega understands, and then that the Shach does not agree with the Shita of the Beraitim, that Tzvike the Reis al-Chumre is only the Terasophic. No, that he holds. I mean, there's a Shach Lishito say that Tzvike the Reis al-Chumre is only the Terasophic. Now, then he says, the Shach, Umikomo kein bi'ikar adin, she'svir li la'amcha be'avara, de'hagdeiro, דקדאי משה בולוע מפוסה בחולו. דאמרין על חתיך הנאסס נראה לי נמיד בהם. דיזה דום לישור איסורים. כי משקרו נסה. וכמשקוספתי בסימן צלילה. ואית כספתי שום דאוי כי אפילו המנדום עד ואמרין על חתיך הנאסס נראה לי בשור איסורים. מידה די צורך מישראלים משסחים ולמיים. אפילו בשור איסורים. דאוי טוב איזה בחתיך הנאסס נראה לי. אין שום. ומבין עליו נזדהיתי דין לחלק בזה במבוס המחולות לישור איסורים ונוקל בישור איסורים גם במבוס המחולות לישור. So, on two points, the Shach is really calm on the Bes Yosef. Number one, he says, the Bes Yosef assumes that the whole Shita of the Sefer HaTrumo that says that if Chilev was cooked at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, and then, let's say, at 3 o'clock, water was boiled. And then at 10 a.m. Monday, so applesauce was cooked. So the Sefer HaTrumo says that it is osir. It is osir. It's because the Sefer HaTrumo Shita is not like Rabbi Nefrai. That Aloch of Tichanas is Nevele applies to all Yisurim. He says, no, it has nothing to do with it. Even the Sefarat Trumo agrees with Rabbi Ephraim that Aloch of Tichanas is Nevel applies only to Basa B'cholov, it doesn't apply to Shor Yisurim. He still could say the same thing. But here it's also, it's not without recourse to Tichanas Nevel, but because it's Nisen Tam, Bar Nisen Tam, the Yisure. And the Gemara only says that not Banade Atera is Mut. The dog him shall ubik deir bikare shall boso mutalach lo mikusach, because it's in ad banat the etir. So the meat gave a tam of meat in the kare, in the plate, and the plate gave a tam in the fish. So it's not, and it's everything is heter. Bashein kei nad banat yisurei, even a 100 nad banat is still oser. So mimele, even if we assume like Rabbi Ephraim, but when he cooked chaylev at 9 o'clock in the morning, so the chaylev gave it time in the pot. Then at 3 p.m. he boiled water, so the pot gave it time in the water. So there's the second time of Isa. And then the water gave a tam in the pot. So it's the third not banat, the isa. Then on Monday at 10 p.m. he cooked applesauce. So it gives, so the pot again gives a tam in the applesauce. So it's the fourth not banat. But even 100 and even 1,000 not banats, these are also only not banate. That's the shite of the Sivatum. And then he says, Monavsha, if we assume that the Sivatum or shite is based upon the shite of Tichnas Nevel by Shor Yisurim, so why does Bes Yosef accept? He passed us like an Ephraim. So in case it was cooked, in case chaylev was cooked, so then it's certainly not osa, the Bes Yosef says. But the same din of a Sivrat Trumah would apply to a case where Bosor and Cholov were cooked together. But without 24 hours intervening. And then water was boiled, and then applesauce was cooked. So then it is us. So he says, Monefsheh, if the Sefer HaTrumah Shiteh is based upon Chtichanasis Neveil, is based upon Chtichanasis Neveil. And since we don't paskin that Tichanas Nevel applies to Shor Yisurim, so it only applies to Basar B'Cholov. So what does it mean it applies to Basar B'Cholov? When Basar gives a tam in Cholov, or Cholov gives a tam in Basar, but not when Basar B'Cholov gives a tam in water, then it's like Shor Yisurim. So mainly in the case where it's at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, so you cooked Basar and Cholov together, mamish. Then At 3 p.m. Sunday, you boiled water. And then at 10 a.m. Monday, you cooked applesauce. So why does Bes Yosef say that even according to Rabbi Ephraim, in this case, we accept the din of the Baal HaTrumah? Why do we accept the din of the Baal HaTrumah? Because, Monefshech, if we don't apply the Aloch of Tiche, Nasis Nevel to Shor Yisurim, so we shouldn't apply it even to the Yisr of Basar B'Cholov being Gnivla in water. Rabbi Ephraim says that Tichanas is Nevela applies when Cholov gives a tam in Basar, Basar gives a tam in Cholov. But when Basar B'Cholov gives a tam in water, that's like Nevela giving a tam in water. I mean, it's a very strong assumption. So what is the shite? What is the shite of the Bes Yosef? Bes Yosef holds that for the same reason that some Rishonim Achilik and Rabbi Ephraim in the applied halacha of Tichanasis Nevele to show Yisurin, even though Midaraisa it applies only to Basav Cholo, because that's the essence of Basav Cholo. But why do they apply to show Yisurin? So the Ran says Midarabon, Mishim Gzeira, Mishim Basav Cholo. So Rabbi Ephraim holds, no, we are not Gzeira, Mishim Basav Cholo. Why should we be Gzeira? Mashein Kein vis-a-vis Basav Cholo itself, that we are Gzeira, Mishim Basav Cholo. So Mimele, just as Midaraisi, when Bosor gives the tam of Bosor and Cholov, and Cholov gives the tam of Cholov and Bosor, so Midaraisi becomes Echticha the Yisura, because that's by definition the Yisra of Bosor and Cholov. So Mele Midarabonon, when Bosor and Cholov gives the tam in water, gives the tam in water, in applesauce, so it's all sauce. So it's all sauce. So this is Midarabon. And the Shach holds no. Monef Shach. If Rabbi Ephraim does not apply the din of Tichanas Nevele to show Yisurim, so he doesn't apply it even to the Yisra of Basav Cholov in Dovah Shaleta. It applies according to Rabbi Ephraim only when Boso gives the time to Cholov and Cholov gives the time to Boso. Right, now. So we have to understand. So we have a machlokes on 2 points between the Bes Yosef and the Shach. Now, so on the second point, so the machlokes is whether midrabbanan, according to Rabbi Ephraim, so the halacha of Tichanasis Nevele applies to the Yisra of Basav Cholov in something else. According to Bes Yosef, it applies, and according to Rabbi Ephraim, and according to Shachnat. Now, but we have to discuss the machlokes between the Bes Yosef and the Shach on the first point. Now, so the Primigodim says that the shita of the Bes Yosef is that not banade isure is also muta. But we say that only not banade teira is muta. That's the Gemara Mefreshes. But not banade isure is osea. So the reason is why not banade isure is osea because of Tichanas is nevele. But if not for Tichanas is nevele, So then, not banadi yisure would also be muta. Now the question is: so how about Rabbi Ephraim Shite that there is no halacha of tichanas nevele b'shor yisurim? So memele. So why does the Gemara say dogim sheolu bikaro shel boso muta lochlom bikusech? Why only dogim sheolu bikaro shel boso? Even dogim sheolu bikaro shel nevele bikaro shel chayle. Bikaro shel chaylev, so should be muter. The Gemara doesn't say that. The dogim sheolu, bikaro shel chaylev, and according to many rishonim, so not only dogim sheolu bikaro shel bosor is muter. Dogim shenizbashlu bigdeiro shel bosor is muter. But it doesn't mean the dogim shenizbashlu bigdeiro shel chaylev, bigdeiro shel dam, bigdeiro shel nevele is muter. That the Gemara doesn't say. I mean, that's kamo vi Gemaras. That it's also if it's beyemei, if idova heter is nisbashel in a kli beyemei, so it's also. I mean that's tamki ikea, and we learn it out from Yule Midion. So how can anyone say that according to Bes Yosef there is no distinction between not banadi isura, not banadi teira? The only distinction is because of the halacha of tichanas is nevele. But how about Rabbi Ephraim, who says that there is no halacha of Tichanas is Nevele? There is no halacha of Tichanas is Nevele. So, you'll say, the Bes Yosef says it according to the Rishenim Mu'achilika Rabbi Ephraim. But Rabbi Ephraim himself, he will certainly be forced to say that there is a distinction between Nabbanad and Teir Rabbi Ephraim. It's not Bistava like that. But what the Primigodi must have meant, I mean, he couldn't have meant anything else, even though he doesn't spell it out, but what he must have meant, otherwise, I mean, what he says is not reasonable, but what he must have meant is that while there is definitely an Isser in not banat the Isure, 2 not banats, but when we have 3 not banats, so then it is muter, except on the basis of Tichanas Nevele. So it should be muter even three nabonav diso. So let's say, if let's say doggy would be nisbashel in ikdeiro of chileb, that is a ben yemei, so then we only have two nabonav diso. The chileb give the tam in the ikdeiro, and the ikdeiro give the tam in the fish or anything. I mean, it doesn't have to be fish. So that's the gzerasakosuv of gilurim idyon. So it's oser. So the Torah says that the Jews had to be magil all the kelim that they got from the midyon. Why? Because if they are not magil and if they will cook in the same day that they took possession of the kelim, so the thing that they will cook in it will be awesome. Why? Because the midyonim cooked on the same day, let's say chileb, dam, and everything. Kol davar oser. And then when a Jew cooked in the same kelim, so it will become so the blia of visa will be niflat. We had it already. Eina nesar yochili yisoser yoyiser mi yoyisrei. That the Taz mentioned that in Kukbeis. Ligabei klishen esar. So he asked, why does the Rashbo have to resort to the Tam? Hotzor chitzoyes that the klishen esar bibli yisiser. Shenisar v'acherim v'ininika. So his bot v'revin does his matir. Why? Because it involves chitzoyes without the Tam. It could not be oser because in anesar yochli is oser yisam yisre, as the Torah mentions at the end of Simen Kufei. The Torah mentions it in connection. Now we have a halacha that something that is avidali taimi like melech tavli afilu belaflebot. Still, so the Torah says at the end of Simen Kufei, and we had it at the end in Simen Tzadik Ches. So, if let's say Melech was Belei Adam, so if there is Shishim, so it's Muter. But why don't we say, after all, the Melech is Avidei L'Taimei, and the Melech was Belei Adam? The answer is in Anessa, Yochli Yisoseh, Yisam Yisrei. Yisam Yisrei. So that's a general principle, and it manifests itself in many, many situations. So here the Kupay, the task Kasha was, why does the Rashbo have to resort to the towns of Litzoyes? I mean, how could a Kele that has a Bliya Sisea that was mixed up with Kele that have no Bliya Sisea be considered as Dorashish material? It shouldn't be bottle. But after all, why is that Kele Osea? Because it has a Bliya, of Chelev. And Chelev is Muter, so how can the Kele that is a derivative of the Chelev, that is Nesar Mikeyachei Yisrei, Chelev has people, and the Chelev that has a bri of Chelev, not a bit. So the Taz says, the reason is why the Rashbo has to resort to the Tam, because in view of the fact that there is a special takomet of Dorash Yishu Matiri Na'achato, Yochel Le'echlei, Beheter Al-Tachli B'Yisrael, so in Mele we don't apply the principle of Eina Nesar Yochel Yisosar Yisam Yisrael. But there is a general principle of in anessa yochel yisoseh yisam yisrei. So true. So that's the shita of the smak. That's the shita of the smak. Not that the smak shita is that there is no such aloche of tichelas nevele, that the whole taruves in which the isa give it tam becomes a tichel yisur. Of course, the smak agrees that there is such a shita. That's the essence of tichelas nevele. Why do we require shishim the whole thing? Because the whole thing is a tichel yisur. But in order to apply the aloche of Tichel Asis Nevele, Das is Nevele, some Mimele, here we cannot apply the Aloche of Tichel Asis Nevele, because in Anessa Yochli Yisoseh, Yisame Yisrei, because what should we say here? We should say here now, the Chelev gave it time, the Chelev was Nivla in the Deifne Adel, at 9 o'clock in the morning, at 9 o'clock in the morning, at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sunday, then at 3 p.m. he boiled water. So particles of Chayrev were niflat. So at that time, the isolated particles of Chayrev were niflat from the Deif and Akei, and they became commingled and dissolved in the water. And then drops of water were absorbed by the Deif and Akei. So it was a, but some drops of water had particles of Chayrev dissolved in it. So Mimele, but what was absorbed by the Deif and Akei at 3 p.m. Sunday? Drops of water, particles of water. Now, after 24 hours, at 9 a.m. Monday morning, so according to the Smak, the particles of Chayrev that is dissolved in the drops of water in itself gives it tampo. According to Zivat Trumo, even at 9 a.m. Monday, after 24 hours, So it's Nesen Tam Nishvach. The isolated particles are still Nesen Tam Nishvach because there was a break in the continuity of the 24 hours. So you must have another 24 hours as of 3 p.m. Sunday. In other words, only at 3 p.m. Monday. So the isolated particles of Chelef will give it tampo. But according to the Smak, the isolated particles of Chelef in themselves have it tampogum at 9 a.m., in spite of the break in the continuity. But they exist not in an isolated state. They exist when at 10 p.m. he cooks applesauce, so then not the isolated particles of Chelev are niflat, but the drops of water are niflat. But those drops of water have particles of Chelev dissolved in them. And in this combined and dissolved state, it's Nesen Tam Nishvach. It's Nesen Tam Nishvach. Still the Smak says, no, it couldn't pass on the applesauce. Because why should the drops of water pass on the applesauce? On the basis of Tichon Asis Nevele. But in Anessa Yochel Lesser, Yisem Eisrei. Yisem Eisrei. So Mele, we don't apply the Aloch of Tichon Asis Nevele. And the Sefer HaTrumah would agree. If he had agreed with the Mitzias that a break in the continuity does not require a new 24 hours after the break, but the Sefer Thomas holds that the break doesn't mean anything as long. The Sefer Thomas holds. The Sefer Thomas holds that if there is a break, so then we require a new 24 hours. We cannot be mitzarev. Then let's say the 6 hours prior to the break. The six hours prior to the break and the 18 hours subsequent to the break. We cannot be mitzarev. So Mimela, that means that not only the drops of water in which particles of Chelev are dissolved are Nesen Tam Nishvach, but even the isolated particles of Chelev in themselves are Nesen Tam Nishvach. So Mimela, we cannot say in Anessa Yochel Yis Osa Yisam Yisrei, because the Yisrei itself is Nesen Tam Nishvach. But according to the Smak, no, the Yisrael itself gives it tampo. But in the combined state, in the dissolved state, it gives it tam shubach. So Mimeled, when the drops of water are niflet into the applesauce, at 10 a.m. on the morning, it cannot aser on the basis of Tichon Asis Nevele. It cannot aser on the basis of Tichon Asis Nevele. Why not? Because it cannot aser on the basis of Tichon Asis Nevele. Of Tichon Asis Nevele, because in Anessa Yochel Leser Yeis Ameis. That's the pshat of the Bes Yosef in the Sefer HaTrumos and the Smak. Now the Shach. So he holds the Sefer HaTrumos is not necessary. Does not have to be based upon the Shite of Chtichnas Nevele, but because the Sefer HaTrumah holds, the Sefer HaTrumah holds that the Nisan Tam, Bar Nisan Tam, the Yisure is also not only two, not Banaz Yisure, not only three and four, but even 100 and 1,000 Nisan Tam, Bar Nisan Tams, the Yisure is also. That's the Shita of the Sefer HaTrumah. And why is the smack chilek? Not that the smack holds that not banad the isure, three not banad the isure is mutar. No, the smack, according to the shach, there is no machlekes reshenim on that. But again, for the same reason as according to Bes Yosef. So just as according to Bes Yosef, so the smack shita is that we cannot apply the aloche. Of Tichanas is Nevela because in Anessa Yochel Lesia Yisam Yisrei. So according to the Shach, the smack shita is that we cannot apply the Yisra of Nat Banat the Yisure. And where is that Aloha mentioned that Nat Banat even 100 Nat Banats the Yisure is also in the parasha of Gilamidion? So according to the Bes Yosef, the parasha of Gilamidion only says two Nat Banats the Yisure, and according to the Shach, doesn't make any difference. Two nadbanats, three nadbanats, four nadbanats, 100 nadbanats, Yisura, or 1,000 nadbanats, Yisura. So, in other words, but even vis-a-vis the aloche of nadbanat Yisura, even 100 nadbanats Yisura, that is osea, that is implicit in the parasha of Gilgal Midyan, so we also apply this principle of inanessa, yochel eseya, yisame Yisrei. And according to the Sefer HaTrumah, we also have to apply, but there is a machlekes between the Sefer HaTrumah and the smag in the Mitzias. I mean, if you want, you say it's a machlekes in Mitzias, and if you want, you say it's not really a machlekes in Mitzias, it's a machlekes in the degree of pogo, whatever it is. So in other words, so according to the Sefer HaTrumah, when do we say that after 24 hours staying in the Deif Nakli it becomes pogrom, that is only if there was no break. But if there is a break, so then we cannot be mitzari the number of hours prior to the break and the number of hours after the break. But we need new 24 hours after the break. So that means that even the isolated particles of chelev in themselves have the tam mishubach. Some melebis, Sefer HaTrumah says, it's chtichanas is nevel. Chtichanas is nevel. But the smack holds no. That even if there is a break, so it gives it tam pogum. But it gives it tam pogum in what is it tam pogum? The isolated particle of chelev. But the combination, of the chilev and the water, so that gives it tam lishvach. So even though b'mtzias it gives it tam lishvach, but on the basis of the principle of in anesa yochli sosa yisa meisrei, so mele it cannot ask.